The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
As usual, President Trump right in the middle of all the news in the US. Harley Carnes joins us. The refugee ban that Donald Trump introduced has expired. I didn't even know it had a sunset clause on it.
Well, it was a four-month temporary ban on all refugees, subject to very strict or what they call extreme vetting. That's going to go on, the extreme vetting and that sort of thing. The refugees is somewhat different from the ban that the president had attempted on some of the of countries where terrorism is all too often an issue. Refugees, people are really trying to get away from there. But the worry is, of course, that terrorists infiltrate those numbers. So refugee admissions in the coming year are likely to be far lower than they were under Barack Obama. He had set a 110,000 refugee limit. Trump has set one at 45,000, and it'll undoubtedly be less than that because it's just gotten a lot tougher. He still plans to build the wall on the southern border, and they're continuing their extreme vetting. So
far, how is the wall going?
They've been looking at four different proposals for how to build it. Everything has to be done, according to Hoyle, so to speak. They have to take requests for proposals. People offer them contractors offer them. Well, let's build it this way. No, let's do it this way. No, how about this one?
Yeah.
And figured it out yet? But they will. They'll select one or maybe even more than one and get after it.
Like most people here, a lot of people can't afford to buy homes and are renting. Same there.
Oh yeah, and as a matter of fact, it's gotten worse. We thought that after the ownership crash or the housing crash. Real estate back in a few years ago now, that things would be turning around. Well,
yeah,
it turns out prices are up because we have a shortage. Rents have leveled off, and we've got 82% of baby boomers who are saying, it's better to rent these days.
Same here, exactly the same here, Harley. That is exactly the same stats that we're seeing in this country. Thanks, mate. Talk to you tomorrow.